The average date night in America will set you back a cool $116.
That is a lot of money to spend some time with your honey. But it doesn't need to be that way. We're going to talk about the importance of date night and how it can be a lot more affordable for you.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
As we start the episode, I want to lead off with saying we are huge proponents of date night.
Date night is a great night.
Did you come up with that all on your
own? Oh, I'm the first person to have ever said that, yes.
We are huge fans of dates. And if you're dating, engaged, or married, we believe they are critical to the health of your relationship at every one of those stages.
Mm-hmm. I'd say in some ways, obviously if you're dating, you got to go on some dates.
Right. Discern if this is moving forward or not.
Sure. If you're not dating, when you're dating, what are you doing? But I'd say in some ways, especially if you are married.
Yes.
Because you think, we're together all the time. Mm-hmm. We brush our teeth next to each other. We're eating dinner next to each other. Maybe you're at home together. You're working from home. You're spending a lot of time with this person. You're raising the kids together. You're going to church. You're in the car. You're going to the movies. Whatever it is, you are with this person all the time.
Right.
So why do I need a date?
Why a date? I saw in a recent mom's group in Facebook, There was a poll. And this wasn't scientific data, but it was asked how frequently people are dating their spouse. Mm-hmm. And on average, it was like once every 3 months they might go out. Mm. And I guess first off, as a lead into this episode, I want to say that's not enough. That is not enough.
Nowhere near.
Jonathan and I don't know who taught us. Or how it got into
Where
our heads.
Where did we get the idea?
I don't know. I wish I could credit the source. But
I think it was me.
Oh, it was. Early on in our marriage, we just had this thing of we do date nights every week. Mm-hmm. Weekly date night. It's been Wednesday.
Wednesday night date night.
Essentially for our entire relationship. Wednesday because it typically has been the most freely available night in the middle of the week. But then I am one of those people who has to have something to look forward to, Or I get ants in my pants, I freak out. And it wasn't that hard to pull an extra spontaneous date off on the weekends.
No.
But I needed that Wednesday because I needed something to look forward to in the middle of my week.
Yep.
Always. So yes. We got it into our heads that we have a weekly date night, and it's only been to our benefit to kind of keep that tradition going. And I want to encourage you to consider doing the same thing.
Yes, that date night, when it's on your calendar, that night is for us. We're just going to, take a step back from whatever's going on. If things are crazy at work, I'm not going to do any extra work that night. Mm-hmm. Whatever's going on, we are going to spend some time together.
Or we're getting a sitter. Mm-hmm. Either or. It's an appointment in your calendar that's there to be standing.
Very important.
And whether you're, driving at the time or you're not, The date night is kind of that cement. It's like an anchor. It keeps you coming back, spending that time together, having that glass of wine, having that conversation or discussing those dreams or just kicking back and doing something mindless because We need date nights like that too.
Yes. Now, we're not going to go into all these rules. You can find out what works best for you and your date nights. Do you talk about the kids at all? Do you not? Do you talk about work or the house, whatever it is? Certain topics probably should be off limits. So you're not just caught up in that everyday stuff. So it's not just an extension of everything else.
For us, it's usually work.
Yes. Because we work together at Waltland.
And entrepreneurial brains. It could always, we both have very entrepreneurial minded types of personalities. I don't know if that came out right.
Yeah.
But Jonathan and I could literally come up with 10 six-figure ideas in an hour.
We just had an army of clones. to carry them out for us.
Right. None of them are ever going to see the light of day. If anybody's looking for an idea, we've got a dozen in our back pocket. Mm-hmm. But we don't do that on date night.
No.
We don't
spend
scheme.
Some time together. And that's what's important. It's a time set aside for you to be together. And it can look a variety of ways. I mean, you said in that group every 3 months. Mm-hmm. They're going out. Well, I can see why, right? We also said that the average date night was how much?
$116.
$116. Maybe that's why you're only going out every couple months.
Right. I mean, so now that we've talked about and declared that we view date night as so important, let's talk about those numbers. Mm-hmm. What in the world is costing that much? Well, if you look at it, you got dinner and a movie, mm-hmm. maybe a drink, mm-hmm. and a babysitter.
Yep.
Poof.
Boom. You're lucky Poof. If it's 116.
You are, yeah. Truly, truly. If you're paying a babysitter,
you're going to $5 movies, getting the dollar menu at McDonald's mm-hmm. ahead of time.
Oh yeah, if we were gonna do a full night, we love the Alamo Theater.
Ooh, baby.
We love the environment there, but we drop a cool $60 every time we go to the Alamo.
That's
for movies.
And that's outside the tickets.
Right. That's outside. So it's a cool $75 just on the tickets. And, you know,
if we're getting appetizers, we're getting a burger, getting a pizza, getting a milkshake.
We have a good time when we're there. But then if we were going to pay a sitter $15, $20 an hour while we're gone, whoa, it's getting expensive.
Bucks.
So a lot of times I run into people that just say they can't afford date night.
Mm. You can't afford to not have date night.
Right. But people are staring at these numbers and they're looking back at them and saying, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? It's going to, you know, I'm going to have to put it on a credit card, or I'm not going to be able to do this or that, or get my kid into this activity, or be able to buy groceries if we have a date night. So yeah, I guess it's relegated to the every 3 months or someday status.
Yes.
And I feel that struggle.
I think you're right in saying there's a good chance you can't afford that $116 date night every week.
The average American date night, I would say most people could not afford that monthly, let alone weekly.
Especially if you're working hard trying to go towards a particular financial goal right now, right?
Exactly.
How does this jive with shark mode and going hard towards your goal? So date night, you got to have it. We want you to have it. We do not want it to break the bank for you. It doesn't have to. You can have great, fun, intentional time together without breaking the bank. And we are going to show you how to do that three different ways.
Three different ways.
We'll be right back. This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. It's a browser extension and website that we use to save
money.
Bucks when we are shopping online. You just click the little button and the little pop-up says, hey, you can get 5% back on this. Okay. You click the button. It kind of routes you through some redirects so it looks like Rakuten sent you their way. Those sites probably pay them, I don't know, 7%, and then they give you 5% and they keep the 2%. Everybody wins. You get money back for the purchases you're making already.
Yep. Every quarter, I love getting my Rakuten check back from all the online shopping that I did. So next time you need to buy something online specifically, download the Rakuten browser extension, click it, say Rakuten sent me here, and reap your cash back.
Mm-hmm. And if you've never used Rakuten before, if you go to walletwin.com/Rakuten, RAKUTEN, walletwin.com/Rakuten, you'll get a $20 bonus when you sign up and make your first purchase.
Go get your 20 bones.
walletwin.com/Rakuten.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back, and we are going to break down three different types of dates that you could have that won't break the bank.
Mm-mm.
Listen, ever since the get-go when Jonathan and I got married, we've always been working on a financial goal.
Yeah.
Within, what, 3 months of getting married is when we made our resolution to get out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And so that spring of 2012 was creativedates.com for us because we were allocating almost nothing. I want to say it was like $5 or $10 a month.
Yep.
To date nights.
Yep.
And now that number has certainly gone up over the last 9.5 years. But we've also, our financial expenditure, if you will, our financial footprint, you know, it's not just us anymore.
Mm-mm.
We've got kids. We own a home. We're putting money aside for investments. We've got a lot of other things that our money's got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we don't just have $500 a month for date nights.
No.
We just don't feel comfortable with that. We could do that if we wanted it, but we choose to value other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, personally, we keep our budget for dates pretty tight, even now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have learned many tips and tricks on how to have awesome dates.
Yes. And so these are great because it is high quality time together.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't the amount you spend doesn't determine how great the time was, how close you are, anything like that. It's all about just being there with the other person and through the date night, creating the right circumstances or an environment to just kind of hang out.
Be yourself, grow in intimacy, grow in mm-hmm. friendship, have
yeah.
a blast, kick back. Why are you smiling?
No.
Because I dropped the word intimacy.
Twelve.
No, you're not going to be able to talk for 5 minutes. Okay, so let's get into the three different types of dates that we want to discuss. Jonathan's going to get the giggles. We might need to be right back. We're going to be good?
Yeah, we're great.
Okay. Now, I didn't say that couldn't be the thing you're hoping for at the end of date night.
Sure,
now
that's part of it, but you're all not just intimacy, but like
yes.
being there. I'm just clarifying.
Ah, got it.
Yes. Intimacy, but also just the regular kind.
Yeah.
Too.
Yes.
That's what's important. Being together, being yourselves, sharing each other, and all that. So these three types of date nights, which we're about to go through, do that.
Mm-hmm.
They give you that opportunity without the big price tag.
Exactly.
So what's the first one?
First one is the spin on a movie at home.
Mmm. Dinner and a movie. Love it.
Yeah, without drop in the hundy.
Mm-hmm.
So our earliest one of these, and I'm gonna throw back to this. We were living in Champaign, Illinois.
Oh yeah.
And we found out that you could rent a projector at the library.
Bingo.
So we went and got a projector.
You check it out.
Yeah, we checked it out with our library pass. We also rented National Treasure 1 and 2.
Of course.
And we grabbed a hot and ready pizza.
Ooh!
With crazy bread. This
Come
is back when
on,
I could actually
girl.
Eat. When I could eat gluten.
Yeah.
Many moons ago and not be wrecked or destroyed by it. And we went back to our apartment. We set up this projector.
And I'd never seen these movies before.
No,
so you
hadn't.
Were sharing that with me. You thought they were fun. It'd be a blast. And we are watching them on our living room wall.
On the wall.
Wall
it wasn't
to wall,
just
baby.
The TV. It was like picnic style on the floor.
It was super fun.
Kind of a cool, unique take on a movie night.
Yeah.
We watched back to back both of the
oh,
movies.
Man.
And that was just a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Little
and
bit
so
of a
that,
spin. And it was,
the
it was
projector,
like a $6 date night.
The projector and the movies were from the library.
Mm-hmm. Free.
So we just paid for the hot and ready. Probably used a coupon for the crazy bread.
Probably. So who knows? Yeah, it was like a $5 or $6 date night.
Mm-hmm.
Bada bing, bada boom, done.
It was fun.
How about you talk about the Apollo 13?
Okay, so somewhere along the line, we just started loving Apollo 13.
Who doesn't?
I don't know. But got a gift. We went to Best Buy. We're at Best Buy of all places.
We had a gift card or something.
Something
like that.
Anyway. Let's get a movie. We got Apollo 13. We started watching it and then we go, we watched it like on the date of the splashdown or something like that. Like one of the important dates we watched it on. So
mm-hmm.
we do it every year.
It was an April evening.
Yep. So we do that every year. And so that's probably the second time through. So now we got to get into this. So we made cookies, like in the shape of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Most cookies are in the shape of the moon. I understand that. We did a couple crescent moons.
Yeah.
We also did a couple cookies in the shape of the Saturn, I think it's Saturn V mm-hmm. rocket.
Yep.
That shoots them up. Oh, and the re-entry module.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple like that. So that just made it fun to watch the movie and eat our cookies. Again, it's a little bit of a spin, just a fun thing
yep.
To do.
Yeah, it was a fun thing to do. We've done the drive-in because it's also that's also a whole lot cheaper of a way to go see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
We've done March Madness ones where we made cookies that were basketball shaped, or we cut a pizza out like it was a basketball.
Yep.
So we like to just put a fun spin on it. It's not just me falling onto the couch, exhausted, pulling up Netflix. What do you want to watch? Eh. You know, it's mm-hmm. we were putting effort into this, these movie nights, and it makes it extra special.
You do kind
fun.
Of a theme with what you're going on, which is our next idea, the theme night.
The theme night. So another early one for us on this one was Pirate Night.
It was. Yes, Pirate Night.
We dressed up as pirates. You know, I got eyeliner and, you know, made myself have like a scar on my face with stitches. I think you put a patch on your eye.
Mm-hmm.
We drank pina coladas. We only could speak in pirate talk for that entire night.
Mm-hmm.
It was so silly, but we had a blast.
It was fun.
We had a blast. We took a bunch of pictures before selfies were even really a thing.
Don't act like we invented the selfie.
No, but people weren't like taking pictures. You know, it was 2011. It wasn't.
Wait, we had to take a pic. There's nobody else there.
Yeah, what are you going to do? There was no Instagram to really post it to or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nobody was on it.
Well, you weren't.
I wasn't. I know. I'm a very late adopter to tech. What about that kids' night?
Yeah, so that was one that was kids' night. So what we do sometimes is we kind of go back and forth on mm-hmm. who's going to play in the
Trading
night.
Off.
So this is one of mine. So we made a big, like, pillow, blanket, fort thing. That place we were living there was really great. Really high up bookshelves. And we had a mm-hmm. huge fort. So that was fun. We had mac and cheese, Kraft mac and cheese, probably some chicken nuggets. Hot dogs for dinner. Hot dogs cut up, of course, for dinner. And just had fun. We probably did some coloring.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe played.
Watched some 80s commercials.
Yeah, on YouTube. Probably some Uno, stuff like that. Just kind of the fun. Truly throwback date night.
The kid night. There was another one where it was Olympic themed.
Ooh.
I forget if it was the Sochi Olympics or it was, where was the next one? I'm forgetting now. But Jonathan came home and there were cones where you had to kick a soccer ball through it. There were mm-hmm. rings you had to kind of throw a ball through. Little obstacles you had to run around and do. It was a blast. It was super fun. Another night was Brave Night. We watched the movie Brave, yep. and you brought home like Dollar Store.
Dollar Store is your best friend.
Dollar Store bow and arrow.
Yep.
And we had a contest of who could actually mm-hmm. hit the thing. And it's a Dollar Store quality, so it was pathetic.
Very tough.
But it was a whole lot of fun, and it mm-hmm. just made for tons of great memories. So the themed date night.
Mm-hmm. Theme night.
And then the third kind of genre that we want to discuss is the great outdoors.
Woo!
The great outdoors. What was that noise?
I was trying to be a loon, but it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
It sounded like a howl in the woods or something.
Yeah.
Is that where
bad.
You're
yeah. I don't know. Anyway, outdoors.
The great outdoors. So a fire pit. We've been known to do the fire pit date.
Fire pit's great.
Pour a drink, go out to the fire pit.
Just hang out.
Hang out under maybe little bulb lights.
Oh.
We tried to set those up at our old, an old place in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
And when Jonathan was setting them up, he pulled too hard. And I think 100 bulbs all snapped out of their holding place.
Them broke.
And then they all shattered. The glass shattered everywhere. And that was the end of the little twinkle lights for us. But I've seen other people pull them off really well.
It can be done.
It can be done. If you have if it's a nice warm summer night, lay in the hammock outside under the little twinkle lights.
That's the twinkle lights.
Yeah.
You're trying to get the twinkle lights put up, huh?
Trying to get them back in our lives. We got to find ones that aren't glass. Go. We've gone for runs. We've gone for hikes.
Yep.
Bocce ball.
Yes, bocce ball. So a lot of people play bocce ball, like the bocce court. We play a traveling version. You go place to place, chucking the balls around. So that's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then, of course, the good old picnic.
The good old picnic.
Hey, boo-boo, let's steal some picnic basket.
The kids would like that right now because we went to that Jellystone.
Yes, yes. No, the picnic is great. Again, it's just a little extra step that you take to make that time together special. That's what any of these are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you're doing a little bit something to set this time apart because this time is set apart for your relationship, for it to grow.
Yep. In a picnic, you can pack stuff you've got at home.
Mm-hmm.
You could pack some stuff from home and then pick up one or two special items like a cupcake or a special drink. Mm. We've been known to also just go get coffees and then just go have a picnic where we, you know, throw out the cool blanket, sit at the park, and just sip our coffees. That's really low cost.
Yeah.
Or we've been known to do the park stroll. That was actually our first date.
Oh, yes.
Our first date was us awkwardly strolling around a park
after
we ate ice cream. I think we finished the ice cream. And the only thing I remember from it is that you told me that you liked to make buffalo noodles.
Man, I was a dope.
You were just talking because you were nervous.
I was so nervous talking about making buffalo noodles because they were so good.
Buffalo noodles or buffalo rice or something like that. That's all I can remember. Yeah.
And this is what I remember. I remember I was really nervous. I wanted to make a great impression. So like when you eat this ice cream, like don't wolf it down. You are a fast eater. That's not attractive.
Now I know this about you.
Too late. So then it's like, okay, you're going to match her as she's eating ice cream. Like when she gets to the cone, that's when you get to the cone. When she's halfway done, you're halfway done. It was the soggiest ice cream cone I've ever eaten.
Ice cream cone on a first date
was gross.
In June when it's 85, it was actually a huge risk. We should have gotten cups.
Oof. Still, it would have been all melty.
Because you're trying to have a conversation anyway.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
It worked out.
It did. Apparently.
It did. It worked out. But that park stroll, I mean, you can just do laps and laps and laps around a big, beautiful park, and it doesn't cost you a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just as a recap, you know, the three major categories we just kind of dissected here was the spin on the movie night.
Mm-hmm.
The themed date night, and the great outdoors.
I'm going to get you with a bonus idea right here. Bonus. So you see, those first two very easily can be done at home.
Mm-hmm.
This last one, though, fire pit, sure, that's at home. The park, unless you live at a park, which you don't because people don't live at parks. Anything else, you can't really do that if you got the kids at home. That sitter is going to be adding some cost to that big date night. So here's a tip. Here's an idea. If you don't have family in the area, anything like that, it would, you know, just hang out with your kids. You could try doing a little old babysitter swap.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys go on a date night this week, next week. You know, we'll watch your kids. Next week, we'll go on one. You watch our kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The kids get to hang out. They get to play. You get to have date night.
Yep, exactly. That's thinking outside the box, using the old noggin to make sure, really, why are we getting creative? Why are we getting outside the box?
Exactly.
Because you want to fight for that regular date night. I want you to fight for that every week if possible.
Yes.
I'm not saying you can't do dinner and a movie, drinks, and the whole kit and caboodle.
Mm-mm.
You just need to be prepared for that month that you're going to do that activity for the budget to be higher. Or, hey, if that's the thing you value more than other things, go ahead. Budget $300. Mm-hmm. I don't care. That's your budget.
It's your
you
budget.
Get to do that with your money.
Mm-hmm.
But for most of us, there's going to be a balance between, all right, we're going to have one date night out, the whole kit and caboodle, maybe once every other month. And then the rest of the weekly date nights are going to be at home, a little more scaled back. just as memorable, just as quality, but they're not going to have a great impact on the budget because we're trying to meet other personal financial goals for our life.
Yes, yes. The date night, I mean, really, your relationship is ultra important, and investing in it should certainly be an investment of your time, of your energy, of your interest, and some of your money, but it doesn't need to be the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. You together strengthen from that date night, have other goals that you're trying to get to, and other dreams you're looking to make real. And being smart with the date night funds allows you to do that.
Yep. So the average around here, not $116 a date.
Nope.
And if you take one of these ideas and it has inspired you to have a quality date night for less,
ooh,
why don't you shoot us a message on Instagram? Tag us on Instagram while you're out on this awesome date. Bring us into it. We want to hang out with you. We want to celebrate.
Let us be your third wheel.
Please, we want to do that.
Can I have a bite of that?
Let us know how it goes. We want to be a blessing to you and your relationship, as well as your personal financial goals as well. Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet One program at walletone.com.
Music in this episode is from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.